Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Brett Pearson, director of the Washington High School play that's being held this week. Can you share what is happening this week?
We're going to be doing our production of The Tempest by William Shakespeare. It's going to be a reader's theater. We have four students acting 15 roles, so they're going to be switching between characters and doing all that seated and reading the play from the script. So that'll happen Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday and Saturday are at 7:30 p.m., and then we have a Sunday matinee at 2:30.
And which students are going to be performing?
It is Keegan Colby, who's a sophomore, Bailey Reese, who is also a sophomore, Levi Applegate, who is also a sophomore, and Molly Klinsman, who is a sophomore.
And what has it been like getting things ready for this show?
It's been interesting. This has been the pandemic has obviously caused some unique challenges. Part of what we're doing with the show is the students will be masked throughout the show. They're also going to have masquerade masks that will help convey their characters. So we've adapted that way. Making sure the kids stay safe has obviously been the primary concern throughout all this, because we want them to have this opportunity, but at the same time, I want to make sure that I'm not putting them at unnecessary risk. So social distancing, the things like that. With a show like this, they don't have to interact with each other a lot, so that saves that means that we don't have to have that blocking where they're having contact with each other. So that was another reason. The other reason was Shakespeare gives me the unique opportunity where royalties and are not as big of a concern. So I'm able to do a little bit more with that. And that way, if grandparents or the like can't make the show, that they can see a recording of the show.
And that was my next question. How can people see it?
They can see it live performances at the Washington Area Performing Arts Center. The other option is that we will be live streaming the program. I'm not sure on the details on that, but I do know you will be able to check the Washington Community School District website, and they should have that information. And then that stream will also be archived so that people can view it even after the performances have been concluded.
And aside from the royalty and trademark issues that you don't have with Shakespeare, what are some of the benefits that you think the students get from doing a show like this?
This is the language is different than what they're used to. It's not particularly difficult. I think sometimes people get the idea in their head that Shakespeare is this unreachable foreign language. It really isn't. It's pretty straightforward. This play in particular does not use a lot of allegory or metaphor or allusion. So it's a pretty straightforward play. But they are exposed to primarily the idea of treating a play like it's poetry. One of the things I've been telling the kids is that Shakespeare is not famous for coming up with unique plots and plot twists. He's not, that wasn't what he was known for. A lot of his plays were actually works already that he just turned into poetry. And that is what our job is what their job is as actors, is to take that and make that poetry come to life. And that's a unique challenge for actors. And I think the kids have handled it well, and it gives them a better appreciation for a different kind of literature. Very excited for the performance. The kids have worked hard and have really come together as a group, and it's going to be a great show.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Brett Pearson, director of the Washington High School play that's being held this week. For a link to the live stream, visit this story at kciiradio.com. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.